really nice to take a look.
Yes, I'm extremely excited about my project, and I hope...
Yeah, you should be.
I hope that everybody else is, too, once it's done.
They will be. They will be. You know, I'm sure he picked you, your professor picked you, or you asked to do this, yeah, because, you know, it's that kind of out-of-the-box kind of thinking and trying to draw relationships, you know,
no, figure definitely. Out.
Right, right, how people were affected by the times and their roles. You know, makes sense.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just going to get started asking a few questions then.
Sure.
Can you tell me your hometown, your major, your minors, and what year you were crowned?
Sure. My hometown, it was Newcastle. I was a junior. It was 1969. My major was history and comprehensive social studies, which I'm sure doesn't even exist as a major anymore.
I don't know about the comprehensive
together,
social studies.
Together.
Yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, I had a psych minor. Was there always concern for me about people and others? Sure. Sure.
Mm, definitely. What?
I think that makes a difference because I think that's part of that communication that you develop with other people, you know, that helps you to get there.
Oh, yes, of course. What activities or, like, clubs were you involved in, if any?
Oh, a lot. I was part of the radio station, which was WNFT, Nifty. I was a Sigma Pi sweetheart, member of Order of the Emerald. I was an independent, and I'm still very independent today. I did, however, bow to the pressures of that year leading up to homecoming, and I pledged, which was probably not the wisest thing in the world for me to do, because I was a lot more independent than that. As a matter of fact, after the year after me, and I can't remember her name, but I think our very first independent homecoming queen was chosen.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So Zeta Tau Alpha. I worked in Old Main. I worked in the library. I was pretty active.
Awesome. What did Homecoming Queen mean to you then?
Then I suppose it was novel. It was something that you never really expected. It was wonderful. I think what it meant to me more than anything else was that people connected with me. And then that was just always important. I was the kind of person that if you went to lunch or dinner with me, I was probably going to hang out and talk for a while. Yeah, you know, which wasn't always my closest friends. You know, it wasn't always a positive thing about me. But I think it meant that that people cared about and were receptive to who I was.
Definitely. What does being Homecoming Queen mean to you now?
It's a wonderful memory. I think it's spoken to my journey. The independence has been a constant part of my life. I was married once for 17 years, but I've been single ever since 1993. I'm a traveler. I'm a world affairs person. I'm a very strong woman, and I think when I look back at it, it was kind of part of my, it was kind of part of that journey. Like, I have to say to you that my sorority that I pledged was not exceedingly happy with me because I wasn't going to be a regular pledge. You know, I mean, I just didn't do that. I didn't do that. That was not part of my plan. I think they all wanted me, of course, because, it was a claim to fame. You know, there were things I enjoyed about that experience. There were things I didn't. With the fraternity that I was part of, Welcome to the 60s in Vietnam, the guy who I dated was drafted. And afterwards, really cool, I had 60 big brothers. You know, I never dated anybody again, but I went to weddings with them. We went to functions. It was like, but I always kind of hung out, and I hung out in drugs were everywhere. I mean, it was an incredibly scary time, and I got to hang out in a very safe place with a lot of people who just cared about me. You know, it was never so much for me about how many boyfriends or how many, and when I relate that to my life, it has not been now. So I think I was on the way to becoming a strong woman.
Definitely. Fantastic. So you said that you ran independently, correct?
Well, no, I ran, I was a pledge for Zeta Tau Alpha when homecoming happened, and I was nominated by Sigma Pi. I was their representative.
How did that make you feel that they wanted to nominate you?
Well, it was great because I loved these guys. They were my brothers. Like I said, after Michael was drafted and he left, I was close to them. It was a bond, and it never went away. As a matter of fact, there are some of them, even though the fraternity is not present on campus, there are still some that I've seen and kept in touch with.
Awesome.
So it meant a lot to me, but it was, for me, it was more than being popular, or it was more than, I didn't really realize that guys thought I was pretty until my freshman year in college, when all of a sudden there they were. You know, it was kind of like a new definition of who you were.
Definitely.
Away from high school. And so I felt like I gained a family, kind of.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, what's neat.
Did you campaign at all?
Well, homecoming happened during rush season. And so there were lots of events that Sigma Pi had. And there's a timing factor to all of this, I think. Any one of those women could have been homecoming queen. But I was present for a lot of the Sigma Pi, the mixers, the things that happened. I knew a lot of people from the radio station. I knew a lot of people from pledging. You know, so I just, and a lot of the freshman guys that were kind of shuffling through deciding who they were going to pledge, I met all of them. You know, they knew me. So it was kind of right timing.
Definitely. Before the election, what did you think your chances were?
I don't know. I'm relatively okay in my skin, but I still think that's something that you think is kind of beyond you. When I was chosen as a finalist, matter of fact, I still have. I was going through an album that I had to send you something, and I still have the finalist note that we received, through the mail that was sent to us saying that you were a finalist. And I don't know that surprised me as much, even though I looked at a lot of women who were candidates and thought, wow, this is great company that I'm with. So being a finalist didn't surprise me as much. winning, I think, always surprises you.
Definitely. Did you experience any, like, negative stigma around the ceremony or the campaign or anything?
You know what, women, this is where this whole women's role was still so interesting. We didn't have a homecoming king yet. There wasn't, although that came not too long, I think, after that. But I don't know that it was thought of as a sexist kind of thing. I think there's always a certain jealousy or what, you know, in some people who don't, who can't be happy for you. But if you ask me, do I have memories of that? I don't. You know, I don't. So I didn't feel that. However, whatever that represents, I mean, we didn't prance around in bathing suits or, you know, I was nominated for May Queen too. And, you know, there you will walk around in a gown and people looked at you. And I always felt that Homecoming Queen was more of a personality kind of thing than it was that you had to be beautiful or you had to have this perfect figure.
Yeah, of course. Because it's more student-based.
Yeah.
Rather
very
than...
much so. Although, oh, we had some tough interviews. I remember, and I can't remember specifics, but we had two rounds of interviews, and that was how they narrowed us to 10 or whatever it was. And those two rounds of interviews were, I believe, with staff. Has anybody else said that?
They have talked about interviews, and I do believe they said it was a group of staff members of the university.
Yeah, and it was in depth. It was in depth, and it was, I remember the questions not being easy. I remember the questions being thoughtful, and I remember being happy with that. You know, it wasn't all about, can we all make world peace? It wasn't about that.
And it definitely wasn't just surface.
It wasn't fluff. No.
No, that's definitely. So
it was substantial. I felt like the candidates who came out of this were people who intellectually also made an impression. Intellectually and in terms of communication.
Definitely, definitely. Why do you think that you won in the end?
Well, I'm telling you, I think it was that right mix. I think it, you know, 1968, the year before me in the United States, was a horrible, horrible year. And I think that people still look for things to be happy about, for things to gather around, for, you know, it's like a community. We were a community, but it was a scary time to be a community.
Mm-hmm. No, definitely, definitely.
So whatever I represent, I definitely can tell you it was because my exposure between fraternities and sororities and I met a lot of people. You know, all that said, I'm not discrediting my ability to connect, which I think as I watched me develop as an adult, I think that's there and it has grown. It hasn't diminished.
Oh, definitely. Networking is extremely important, and you sound like you were very good at that then and now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I think it was part of who I was as a teacher, as a classroom teacher, who related very well to students, who put them out there, who welcomed analytical thought and responses, who looked at them at different levels of ability and worked really hard at that. I think I can tell you, I just came back from Greece, and one of the things that And I traveled independently. I traveled with a tour, but independently. So, you know, there's no surprise there. My person hasn't changed. And maybe just become more confident and more Desirous of paying it forward, helping others. I met a group of young women who were young, I mean old to you, 40s, 50, who were traveling independently, whether divorced, always single, whatever it was. And we ended up on this part of this cruise, hanging out together, and they said to me, how do we get to be like you? How do we get, and it, you know, I'm 67, and I feel like, and homecoming was part of that. I was picked because I was me, but I was the me that was going to develop into this person who would have connections. So I have connections with these women who are trying to work their way through this single journey and develop into confident, successful women.
Definitely, yeah. That's fantastic.
So I don't know if I was different. I think that strain of who I was just always kind of there. But I think we all go through those, you know, those pitfalls of trying to fit in. I'm sure that's why I pledged. You know, because I wanted to fit in. You want to do some of the things that other people do, but yet I didn't do others. You know, people who got really caught up in all the drug culture there, I didn't. You know, I had a very strong sense of keeping myself safe, protecting myself.
Definitely, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. What did your family think of your victory?
Very proud, very excited. You know, what they do, I remember them coming out to the crowning and, you know, and coming out then the next day for the game. And my parents weren't, they weren't, like the fact that I was a cheerleader in high school, they didn't care. The fact that I had a brain was always important to them. But homecoming was, you know, this was their daughter. This was their daughter who, you know, achieved this.
Definitely. Did your election have positive or negative influence on your college experience?
Oh, positive. Oh, absolutely positive. Matter of fact, I would have to think really hard to come up with something that was negative around it. I'm going to guess that we were the first homecoming court to ever have an African-American woman on it, period. I'm going to guess that. There was an ethnic and cultural minorities class at school where they loaded the class with African Americans and only put two white students in it. So you learned from others' perspectives. Now, this is back in 1960, whatever. And I was a joiner. I wanted to reach out to anyone and everyone, and I think homecoming helped with that.
Yeah, awesome. How did it change from before you were elected to after you were elected, like your college experience?
Well, you know, during that time, whether it was a month or whatever it was, as you got into the finals kind of thing, there was some pressure and some stress with that. You know, because then you started to look at it and say, wow, I'd like this. And so you felt some pressure there and you felt some stress. Now you're asking me how did it change before and after?
Yes, like how after you were elected did your college experience change?
You know what? I think in mostly very positive ways, because it just, people knew you. Mm-hmm. People knew who you were. And in knowing who you were, given my kind of personality, I thought that was a bonus. Oh, I lived on a floor too of, I forgot this. You forget so much. I lived on a floor of phys ed majors, all phys ed majors who were 20 bazillion feet taller than I was, and I was like the girly girl on the hall. And we became buds. There's another group who's, they supported me, that there wasn't anything in ter there wasn't much in terms of coming out or a gay community back in the day. But there was a beginning, you know? And I felt like that closeness, that bond also helped. There were just many different groups, and it wasn't like I was just a sorority chick. That did not define me. It was kind of having access and gaining more access to lots and lots of people.
Networking. Awesome.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Has your
Very.
life changed in any small or large way from becoming queen?
Well, I think we always go backwards to look at where we are now, and I think it helped with a sense of confidence and knowledge that of who I was as a person, and I think it also helped to foster my independence. I mean, if there's one thing that I would have done differently, is I would have run as an independent. And I never want to say that to, I don't have ties to my, sorority sisters or anything. It's kind of, I left all that. But I would never want to make them feel bad. But if I had been true to myself and not bent to pressure, I would not have joined.
No, yeah,
So
definitely.
I think that sense of independence that I always, independence is a very strong thread for me and has been through my own life. And that doesn't mean I don't love or want to be loved. It means that I have great knowledge of who I am and what I'm capable of doing. If you love somebody in addition to that, that's a bonus. But if you don't, your life is rich and meaningful.
Yeah, of course.
And I think that, I homecoming was a piece of that.
Definitely.
Although I don't think I realized it then.
Did you come back to crown the queen after you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I
What was
did.
that like?
I was still there because that was my junior year, so I was there, for my senior year. She was independent. I do remember that's a big thing that stands out to me, was that she was the first independent, and I probably thought it should have been, that should have been me. She was a sweetheart. I don't think there's nothing that you own, or a few things that you own. My stuff is my stuff, but that doesn't matter. What you own is what you have inside. And that was an incredible experience. And coming back and turning that over to somebody else to have their own experience and their own journey was very special.
Have you come back for any other homecomings?
Early on, they did a couple of things where they had old queens come back. This year, I almost came back, and something came up in my life that, I didn't. But I should. I should, because that Slippery Rock was very important to me, and it was a very positive experience.
Great, yeah. Are there any other either thoughts or just comments or anything that you'd like me to know about your experience and your journey through homecoming?
Is there anything else that you're looking for that I didn't speak to?
No, I think you hit on everything that I was gonna definitely talk about. I've just been asking for like other comments because sometimes there are queens that
yeah,
have more to
something
say.
Special.
Yeah, like some special thing that happened, and I just want to make sure I give you the opportunity that if there's something you'd like to talk about.
Well, we also the Who was there for our concert, and you got to meet them. We had front row seats. Got to meet. I mean, that was, you know, it was spectacular. It was spectacular time. You know, kind of surreal.
Yeah.
Kind of surreal.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, have you spoken to a lot of queens?
I believe you are my 13th.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
I have a pretty complete list of homecoming queens. The first one was in 1940, and I have a pretty complete list up until 2017. The May queens are a little harder to find, but I still have a decent amount of them as well.
Leah, Linda Gill got in touch with me, and she was
she
was a May queen.
The same year, yes.
Yeah, exactly. It was a phenomenal experience. I think the big thing for me, I think, were the connections and the communications and the kind of warm fuzzies that you put it away, and you put it away in a very nice place. I still have my scrapbook. I still have my banner. I have my trophy. It's a wonderful piece of history, but I do think that it speaks to you as a person. I wouldn't doubt that most homecoming queens have that same persona, you know, that same, they're communicators, they're,
yes, definitely,
you know, yeah,
confidence.
They relate to people.
That's something that has been a common theme throughout all of it, and that makes me extremely happy, because...
Well, because it's more than, it's not a... Like, I don't see it as a sexist thing. I was glad when they opened it up to kings, too. That was fair. But I didn't see it in that realm. I didn't see it as a beauty contest. I didn't see it. I saw it as the beauty comes from within, you know, because the way it was run with the interviews, with the popular vote, people really spoke to who you were, you know, and that's a thrill. That's it's a bonus to your life, you know, to say people picked me.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
well, thank you so much for agreeing to
so
the interview.
Yes. Sure.
And if you have any other pictures or anything that you want to send me that I could possibly use, just...
Sure. I do have some. I thought I sent not only the one with the newspaper article, right?
Yes, you sent that one. I got that one today.
Okay, because I thought I put four of them together, but I'll send you the other. There's pictures from the parade. There are pictures from the bonfire. There's, you know, it's all there. I was having fun looking at it.
No, definitely. Yes. If you have any pictures, we're going to... put all the pictures together in the archives, so there'll be a copy of them there as well once the project's over. So
wasn't there was a trophy there, a bowl, something that had all of our names on it?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
I don't remember what year that went up to, but there is a trophy in there. Yes.
Are you finding, I have to ask you one question. Are you finding, like, as I watch this whole woman's movement today, and I look at women starting to really speak out, the, you know, hashtag Me Too, the whole thing, in terms of men, especially old white men, needing to control women, you know, and use and abuse them in order to keep them in their place. Well, all of a sudden, you know, I believe because of President Trump and because of, you know, a number of issues, because of Hillary's loss, that, you know, women are now pushing those boundaries and saying, hey, you know, you can't do this to us. You can't control us. And, you know, certainly had women come together, we would have elected the first female president. and we didn't. But women are growing. Women are growing greatly. Like what we saw in the 60s for the feminist movement that was so important, the beginnings of our independence, birth control, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I see as like a second growth now. You know, so that women are trying. Isn't it wonderful?
It is. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. And I do. I think that, you know, those things that provide you opportunities to be a voice and to help and put yourself out there, those things are important.
They are. They are. Which is one of the main reasons why I agreed to do this project, because on campus there it does highlight a range of students, but there's no real history of women. And
right.
This ceremony that has empowered women since 1940,
right.
There's no real history about it, so I decided we needed one.
Well, when you first talked to me, you know, we were going back and forth, and I thought, ooh, what's she doing with this? But when I looked at it, I actually Googled it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an article about it. And, you know, and then it made sense to me. And again, especially in the framework of today's world where growth for women is so important. And it was growth for us. You know, it was.
Definitely.
I never saw myself as a just a pretty face sitting on a pillow who was going to be cherished by men. You know, I mean, that was never what it was about.
No, definitely. And that's what we need to show everyone.
Right. No, that's right. That's right.
Definitely.
So it will continue. Homecoming Queens and Kings will continue?
Yes.
Good. No, that's valuable. I do think it's valuable.
It is. Well, thank you so much. I have to actually get to class.
Okay.
So.
When we get to see your finished product.
It's being published in the Slab Literary Magazine.
Uh-huh. Oh, great.
Which will be available. It's available on campus. I'm actually going to talk to, because I'm on Slab, obviously, and I'm going to talk to the advisor about sending out an addition to all of the queens that I spoke with.
That'd be great.
So
That'd
I'll get in contact later to verify
okay.
or deny that. But if not, they're always available at Slippery Rock University. So
okay.
if you're ever in the area.
Good.
But I'm going to try and have them sent out. Because I know
okay.
that a lot of people don't live in this area.
Right.
So I'm going to try and get them sent out, but we'll see
okay.
how that works out.
Very nice, Anna. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you for the interview. I really appreciate
sure.
it.
Absolutely. Take care, honey.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.